This is Election Night 2016 on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin, joined in the studio by political science professor Hal Bass of Ouachita Baptist University and Gwen Moritz, editor of Arkansas Business. Before we go to you guys, let's first go to one of the big campaign watch parties taking place tonight. That is for Democratic Senate candidate Connor Eldridge, and Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon is there. What's the scene like?
Well, Michael, I'm here at Big Whiskey's in downtown Little Rock, the site, I believe, of the Connor Eldridge watch party. Connor's not here, and in fact, most of the people I've talked to in the restaurant, there's about 60 or 70, say they're just here to have a drink and watch the election returns come in over CNN and other channels on the big screens here. I did talk with 32-year-old Erica Williams of Little Rock. She's a Democrat who's volunteered and certainly wants to see a Connor Eldridge win tonight. She says she's hoping that things here at Big Whiskey's pick up a little bit for the Eldridge watch party. I asked her for her big prediction of the night. She says it's pantsuit nation all the way, and she expects to be saying Madam President here in a few short weeks here.
All right. Well, we'll be watching for that. And Hal, first let's start with you talking about the presidential campaign. Donald Trump expected to easily win in Arkansas. Any surprises here how this election has played out?
No. The national results that are in so far are very much predictable, or have been very much predictable, and Arkansas does not look to do anything surprising tonight. Every indication out there suggests that Trump is indeed the prohibitive favorite, and that when the polls close in about 15 minutes, Arkansas will be called very quickly for Trump. We do have, obviously, two New Yorkers on the ballot, but one with a strong Arkansas connection that doesn't seem to have much resonance in terms of the electoral behavior.
Yeah, that really hasn't seemed to have any impact on this, Gwen.
A lot of voters in Arkansas, I don't think, even remember Hillary Clinton. If they do, it was from a time when Arkansas was a reliably blue state at statewide level. But, you know, those days seem so long ago, really. It just almost feels like another world.
And no Democrats at all really expected to do anything here in the Senate race there. Connor Eldridge expected to be easily beaten by John Bozeman.
The poll results, or the polls, suggest that Bozeman has a comfortable lead. The bright spot in the polls for the Democrats for Eldridge is a high number of undecideds in the polls that I've seen. But of those taking a position, it's clearly a very strong showing for Bozeman.
And the only race that is kind of really showing any suspense here is medical marijuana, which was narrowly defeated 4 years ago.
Yeah, this time we have, it's actually only one of the ballot items is actually going to be counted. There were two that made it onto the ballots, I guess, in every county. It was on my ballot. Issue 6 and 7. 7 was tossed. It was an initiated act. It was just a law. But the one that's left is the medical marijuana amendment. They're similar in some ways and had some differences. I really don't know. Some of the most surprising people, I think, believe that this could be relieve suffering for people that they know and love and are inclined to make it available. The business community is worried about what it will be like in workplaces if they have to treat marijuana users who have, you know, a doctor's order, a prescription, so to speak, have to keep an eye on them in the workplace. So I really don't even know. I'm going to just watch and see.
And this is the one that came about as a proposal from petitions from the people. The other three proposed amendments are referred to us by the legislature.
Well, we will see here. The results expected to begin coming in after polls close here at 7:30, and we'll have the latest throughout the night. This is KUAR.